June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the GBAC Nation on 105.3. The Fan, thanks for making us part of your day. We're at the Globe here, Comerica Backyard, and Mexican Heritage Weekend presented by State Farm is today and tomorrow. Then Sunday, Father's Day presented by T-Mobile. Paige Becker's going to be here next Wednesday to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Of course, Ice Cream Sundays. Where there's $1 ice cream for kids 13 and under. That's coming up on Father's Day as well. So get your tickets now. Plus, it's daddy-daughter night here. Okay, that's tonight.
Dang it.
Get the daughters. Get them on over here to the Globe. Daddy-daughter night with your favorite afternoon show with more daughters than you can shake a stick at. How many we at now? We're at 7, I think, between the three of us. We're at 7. And then Lucius and brought us going the single sons.
Yep.
Then we got 7 daughters. The ratio around my life is actually higher than that.
Really?
My parents are like 11 granddaughters, 1 grandson. Just had another baby shower over the weekend. Another girl cousin. Like there's like one dude that's just
all
a
girls.
Sea of girls wherever I go. So if you enter my social scene in any way, family or friends, you're going to be having some daughters, man. So congratulations, it's a blessing. All right, Rangers back in action tonight, hosting the White Sox. What do you think here? These White Sox 5-5, Woolchuck. We can be thinking sweep. Obviously, they're going pitch to pitch and all that. But this is what we need to see if these Rangers are going to be for real this summer, is get back to .500 on Monday.
Yeah, I'm with you. And tonight we'll see how the offense does it, because you're going to have a bullpen game. So Sean Armstrong just was announced as the starter for the game tonight in what will be a bullpen game. It was going to be DeGrom. Yesterday we got the announcement that DeGrom pushed back to tomorrow. So if you got tickets to Saturday's game, it will be a DeGromination. He's looked absolutely fantastic. But tonight, I mean, anytime you got a bullpen outing, and they won their last one. Jacob Latz was absolutely brilliant in that start that he had like about a week or so ago. But you're hoping that your offense can come in and give some support, because you just never know how that's going to unfold. But Sean Armstrong, hey, he was a guest of ours earlier this week. So hopefully he gets that G-bag bump.
I heard that was why they were giving him the start tonight.
He's been pitching really well, and I guess it's good right now that you have this kind of depth that you can address this and still feel pretty good about your chances of getting a win, because, you know, Cody Bradford approaching his return, Kumar Rocker in the minors, Evaldi still out. I mean, you're finding yourself in need of stretching this rotation a little bit with multiple bullpen days recently. So hopefully they get healthy, but that's definitely a reminder. You know, I was thinking about trade deadline updates in light of the offense. Last time we were here 2 weeks ago, I was advocating for Mally and Gray for hitting.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have Semien coming around, and you know the offense has exploded, and I believe turned the corner. I think as Semien goes, this offense goes. Obviously Berger and Evan Carter and just a lot of guys contributing now to the lineup. How's that change how you're looking at the deadline? For me, if these guys are going to hit, you're going to score enough runs, and you have an average offense, sure, I'd like to add a bat, but I don't need to. I mean, there's not a blinking light. You've got first base and DH figured out pretty good now, and Jock Peterson hopefully will make that better. But I'm just looking at closer now, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I think if you're not worried about your offense, which I still think we need a little bit more to feel great about that, but you're right, that would pivot to the closer role because that's one that you don't have solidified. Now, maybe they're looking and projecting ahead at Sporzy getting back, and maybe Sporzy can fill that, but we'll see. You know, that's something that hasn't been proven either. Like, Spores was kind of your setup guy during that run, and then Jose Leclerc would come in, and then it took until, obviously, the game-winning finale of the World Series. You just left Spores out there and let him work. But I do think that certainly the closer role would be one. And there's a lot more names when it comes to relief pitchers that are available right now to be rumored than there are bats.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, it lines up well that, you know, you can still keep your pitching depth and get enough offense, like you said, if this plays out over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks going into the deadline to give you the confidence. I'm still open-minded to, you know, hey, we have to bring in a catalyst bat or two if the guys go back to struggling. But I said it last night, I said it in crosstalk, I don't think a bad offense would have just done what they did in Minnesota. Twins have been good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. And we just got the lineup, and it looks, for the most part, pretty much the same, except Smitty will be DHing, and Jake Berger will be going back to first base. So I think Carter actually might have gotten bumped up in the lineup, just looking at it off the top of my head. He's moving up to the 5 spot, Berger at the 6th hole. Then Young, Adolis, and Heim will be the bottom of the order. But the top four remains the same with Smith, Langford, Seager, and Semien.
Okay, the Knicks reportedly still have a shot at Jason Kidd. How much is this story continuing to evolve, Chief? What are you looking at here with Jason Kidd and the New York Knicks?
I mean, the Knicks have just become a huge laughingstock. Like, they have basically picked up the phone and called 7 or 8 teams to see if they can take their coach from them. They've gone as far as to call Atlanta for Quinn Snyder. Like, what are we even doing
here?
What
did you used to call Quinn Snyder?
Disheveled.
I think he was the.
He looked like
Johnny
a guy.
Manziel.
Looked like a guy.
Yeah.
Like when he does get fired from his job, doesn't tell his wife, and still goes out on his cocaine benders. Mm-hmm. I believe it was something to that effect.
I think that was it.
He's got that look.
The wolf of all NBA streets.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Absolutely, dude. He is sort of that guy. So they're even calling him. I don't really know. They're in this weird spot. I don't think it'll end up being Jason Kidd. I know some people were thinking they're doing all this because they know all these teams are going to say no, and then they'll just be like, okay, we're just left with promoting Jalen Brunson's dad, Rick Brunson, to
be
being
awesome.
The head man. Now, I heard Shams say, nah, that's not really a real thing. This probably ends up just being one of these recycled coaches who have been there, done that. Is it Mike Brown? Is it Mike Malone? Somebody like that who's out there, and you don't have to trade for him or whatever, got some skins on the wall. That's my best guess on where this goes, but they're clearly not in a huge rush.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, who wants to keep this open, and if it is open, but the Mavs just want to turn the page so we can focus on the drafting of Cooper Flagg and have that be the main storyline for fans to get excited about and then address it after the draft. But I think it would be a loss to lose Kidd. But if I'm Jason Kidd, I'm kind of carefully monitoring this and, you know, how much is Nico going to be in charge, and do I like that? You know, do I like that Casey Smith, one of the best trainers, is gone, and Luka is gone, and what he did with the training staff last year, and how he's broken the relationship with the fan base? Maybe it's better if, like when I was a player, I leave the Mavs for a while and then come back when they're a healthier organization. You know, that this might be a perfect time to bail. But if I'm feeling good about Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis next year in this group, I think it's their best chance to win a championship. Like,
if they can stay healthy, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the East is down, but I don't think New York's roster has the upside, the ceiling that the Mavs roster does.
No, I'm with you. I guess it's just weird that you still have Wendy and Tim Bontebs, that there is, quote, a belief within NBA circles that either Jason Kidd or Billy Donovan could try to force the issue because of their connections to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So if it ends up being like Jason Kidd just says, that's where I want to be. And if you're the Mavericks, you don't want a coach, obviously, that doesn't want to be here, but I don't know if that makes sense to me if you're Jason Kidd.
It's always hard to interpret what he's saying. Like, this goes back to his time with the Bucks. Like, the players didn't know if he was playing mind games with him. Mm-hmm. So when he's up there with the media saying, oh, yeah, you know, I see eye to eye with Nico because he understands the business of team building, he might be passive aggressively throwing shots at Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, the business of team building. Like, I don't need a transcendent superstar to get this done. I need the salary cap, you know? So it is hard to say and gauge. And if he's been totally professional through this, kudos to him. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he wants out.
I just wonder why, if he really wants to be there, why is it taking so long? Like, if this is going to end with Jason Kidd strong-arming his way there, why wouldn't he have already just done that?
Negotiation Mavs-Knicks, maybe?
Still trying to come up with the right deal.
The Mavs are on the phone saying, no, we're not giving him away. We're done talking here. We're going to go draft Cooper Flagg. Have a nice day. If you're not willing to give a first-round pick, have a nice day. Boom. And the Knicks are over there thinking, okay, we got some time to think about this, you know?
Yeah.
I guess that would be the only way. And Jason Kidd's like, let me know if I can talk to him. And, you know, I guess that would be, you know, putting together a theory on how that could be happening. But I think it's clear that everybody over there isn't giving up on the idea. And if that's the case, then it's got to be alive for one reason or another. Would you be interested in Russell Westbrook apparently declining his player option with Denver?
No.
No?
Totally out?
Totally out.
Yeah, I'd like to pursue alternate options, but it might come down to, like, I mean, I'm taking Russell Westbrook over Alonzo Ball, personally. I don't need Russ to be anything special. I just need somebody until Kyrie's back to be able to keep this thing afloat. And I've never really been a massive Russell Westbrook fan. Obviously, he was a walking triple double in his prime, and he's but what he was able to do in Denver, he did have moments where I was pretty impressed. Like, he's not totally done. I'd still much rather be trading for a guy like Jrue Holiday, and I'd overpay for him just because I love the way Jrue Holiday plays, and he's a team guy.
There's just way too much volatility with Russell Westbrook. I agree with you. There were some moments where you're like, wow, that was he did some nice things there helping out the Nuggets. But then there were also games where you're going, oh, my gosh, the fact that they had Russell Westbrook on the floor is a huge reason why they just botched this game. I'd rather have Chris Paul. And I don't know, maybe Chris Paul wants to get back to California. Sounds like that's something that he would like to do. But if you're telling me just I can sign an old veteran player as a point guard, there's no question. I just need a steady force here. I don't need somebody who one night, wow, I'm glad he was on my team, and then another night going, I wish that this guy never got signed by my team.
Yeah, you know, I think they need a lot of what Russell Westbrook brings. I would be open-minded to it, but I think the Mavericks are walking a tightrope here with how many dollars they're going to be able to allocate in free agency. Like, what do they really have? And if he is opting out, it would make me believe he's looking at an opportunity with another team that can offer more. I'm at a point right now with Russell Westbrook that I think he is going to be more productive than a lot of other role-playing veteran guards. And he can give you some big nights still. And I think he's now much more playing a off-the-ball game than a ball-dominant game at this point in his career. So you don't have to deal with, you know, the fact that one of your so-so players or whatever he is wants to dominate the ball all the time. I think he would be a teammate. And now that Mark Cuban is gone, maybe he would be open-minded towards joining the Mavs still. Okay, Leah Asimakopoulos wrote about Mason Marchment, the case for and against trading him. 1 year left on his deal, Wolchuk, $4.5 million. They need cap space. He's not one of the best forwards they have.
No,
if he ever was in that category, he's not now, and they got to do something. So she said the case on not trading him is he's one of their more physical players, and he's a big locker room guy. Apparently, he's a glue guy.
Yeah, and he is. He is one of the more physical players, but he just took so many stupid penalties in the playoffs. I honestly don't even know what his market is, and I think he's got like a 10-team no trade clause, which is also bizarre. So I think that you'd almost have to pair him with somebody else to get an asset that you think is really going to help improve the roster. That's just kind of where we're at. But, yeah, him and Dumba are the two no-brainers. Like, the Stars need to move on from.
It's the money. It's the money more than what you get.
To clear the space, 100%. Yeah.
The Oilers took game four to even their series with the Panthers 2-2. They did something that hadn't happened in 106 years. 5-4 win. First road team in Stanley Cup final history to rally from a deficit of three and win since the Canadiens in 1919. It was Draisaitl's 11th goal of the playoffs. Have three of these games ended 5-4 in overtime?
Yeah, we've had three out of the four go to OT. This has been an unreal series, like an all-timer type of series. I thought as soon as Florida's up 3-0 after how badly Edmonton lost in the previous game, they could definitely have just been broken. But they battle back. You get a big Nugent Hopkins goal. You get another power play goal. Next thing you know, this thing's 3-3. And then again, you had Sam Reinhart with, I mean, you got less than 20 seconds left. Clock is ticking. Extra attackers on. Boom. He's able to finally bury one. And if you're Edmonton, you're thinking, geez, what else do we have to do? But they find a way with Leon Draisaitl getting the game winner. This series deserves to be tied at two. This has been absolutely phenomenal and great drama between the Oilers and Panthers. These two teams are phenomenal.
It's pretty hilarious. They do their the Panthers at their home games. They have like a huge drum that they bang like before the game, and they always have like some special celebrity kind of person that does the drum banging. Last night it was former Miami Dolphin NFL Hall of Famer Jason Taylor. And what they're realizing is that anytime they have a former or current Dolphins person banging that drum, the Panthers lose every time.
Oh no.
Oh no.
They're 0-7.
Dolphins curse and
0-7 on the season. Holy when they cow. Have a dolphin adjacent human being banging the drum before the game. Even a 3-0 lead couldn't change the course of that particular curse.
Man, the odds on that happening for a team that good to go, you cannot have another dolphin anywhere near that. That drum.
It's a mandate, right?
Yeah. It is. And it's annoying because Stuart Skinner's looked like poochies. He gets pulled. Goodness. Here comes Picard. And it's going to be his net the rest of the way. You can't put Skinner back. It's like this dude is Superman once he's playing against the Victory Green.
We beat Hellebuck, who wins MVP, makes Skinner look like the MVP, and then he gets benched the next series.
Just it's frustrating as hell.
How we're not still playing in this thing, Stars fans. Thriston Lawrence. Is this South Africa's flag here? This is a South African flag,
yep,
right?
That's a South African.
He is 5-under and leads the U.S. Open still. J.J. Spahn is 4-under after firing a 66. Sam Burns, 3-under. Victor Hovland, Ben Griflin, and Sam Stevens at 1-under. And after that, it's all evens. There's three evens in the nothing but over pars. As the U.S. Open course is definitely U.S. opening right now there in Oakmont. So, you know, we'll keep you updated if something interesting happens. Coming up next, time to hit the C-note. Cowboys news of the evening and top headlines coming out of a big week of practice next to fam.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe here, home of the 2023 World Series champions. Every time we do a show out here, guys, you know, we get in about 1 o'clock or so, and it's way before the doors are open, so I get a chance to go down to the seat that I was in with my dad when Corey Seager hit that game one home run. And I've started a new tradition. You can follow along if you go to the G-Bag Nation's YouTube page. It's at G-Bag Nation there on YouTube. I upload a short video with my my Rangers takes of the week, and usually it's going into the weekend. So today I talked about that trade deadline, which is now coming up around the corner. And if you could check that out and subscribe, you'll have a G-Bag Nation content there on YouTube. And we love you for it. Okay, segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. Okay, it is the C-note. In the Clarence Hill article about Micah, saying he's confused as to why the Cowboys wouldn't just do the deal now, says, you know, he's seeing the T.J. Watt contract come together, and he feels like he's got a handshake deal with Jerry Jones. And the way he left it was, it was now on Jerry to call his agent, David Mulligetta. Since then, I guess Jerry has said he doesn't even know who David Mulligetta is. So what's your read on this? What I think it is at 877-881-1053. Please leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous in the nation. If you want to jump in on the YouTube chat and give us your take there, I'll be jumping into that chat room here in just a second, see what you guys got. You know, I think, you know, maybe Jerry's mad at Mulligetta, or he doesn't respect the way that he negotiates contracts. I think maybe there's something in the past there, like – or Jerry's actually trying to screw over Micah by getting him to sign something that has some language in it that's not good. You know, I guarantee whoever ended up being Tyron Smith's agent was pretty flabbergasted by the contract that Jerry got Tyron to sign all those years ago. And, you know, if you're Micah, it's like, yeah, sure, we can say all these things and have a handshake agreement on it, but I need you to talk to my agent just to make sure everything's cool, you know, because I'm not an agent.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And it's kind of disrespectful to, like, just try to get me to do a deal without hearing from him. So,
yeah,
I see that side of, you know, Micah for sure.
Yeah, because it's more than just the number. It's more than just the dollar amount. There's all, we're seeing it in Cincinnati right now with their rookie Shamar Stewart, where it's like, dude, what's going on here? Because they're trying to wedge in a couple of things that if it wasn't for the agent, Stewart might not have even had an understanding. You just go ahead and sign that thing, and now you've just forfeited all sorts of rights for yourself if certain things take place over the course of the contract. So, yes, you absolutely have to have the agent involved here. It's so much more than just the final dollar amount. There's a lot of crap involved in these particular things, and that's part of the reason why if it was just about the number, then it'd be like, okay, we would go ahead and sign this thing. But Jerry knows there's a lot more than just the number. He could try to woo Micah with the number, but he knows I got a lot of stuff in here that I can sort of screw you on if you're not buttoned up. You have to have the agent involved. That's why you have it. And Micah's got the best agent in the league right now.
Amen.
There's a reason for that. If Micah just wanted to willy-nilly sign whatever, then you wouldn't either have an agent at all, or you wouldn't go for the number one top dog. He's going for the top dog because he wants to make sure this thing is buttoned up from top to bottom, the final number and everything else in between that the average person has no clue what they're even reading.
Right, and he would have just gone and said, like, okay, Jerry, let's do this. Call David. Let's get this thing ironed out. Because, yes, the player can put pressure on the agent and say, I'm ready, I just want to make this thing done, and I'm cool with this, and go ahead and send in the paperwork, and boom, this thing's gravy. But I don't know. There seems to be some type of, and maybe it is, hey, we love the news cycle, And up until training camp, things are going to be a little bit quiet. So let's keep the Micah Parsons conversation going on. And maybe when we get to training camp and everybody's all together, we've got a press conference. And here's the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, Micah Parsons. And this thing does get done. But I don't really get the sense of urgency for David Mulugeta in that side, especially if you know T.J. Watt's number, as Mike is alluding to, and it's more than whatever Jerry and him talked about. I'm sure David's saying, well, then, hey, let D.J. sign, and then we're going to go ahead and get more because that's my job, to try and get you the most amount of money possible. Now, maybe Micah gets frustrated or he gets impatient and the itch is there and he says, screw this, I want to get this thing done. And that's when maybe he forces the hand and you start to see something get going. But I get the frustration with how the Cowboys do this. I've usually cited this is a Cowboys problem. Just trying to do my homework and understand all angles of this, I don't think this is just in the Cowboys' court.
Well, I would ask for you to consider that the Cowboys are uniquely the worst at negotiating these things. So if the agent and Micah do have some responsibility in dragging this thing out, I can't imagine it's more than the Joneses. I mean, this is what the Joneses do.
Yeah, this is an 80-20 split, 80 going to the Cowboys in terms of the reason why this thing can't get done.
If I was Micah right now and I want to get this thing done, I'd say, do we have to talk? Why don't you just email us the contract? You know, like, if y'all don't want to talk, that's fine, but I need to get this thing done, because if I'm Micah, I'm thinking, crap, am I gonna have to not go to practice at training camp? You know, I really want to get in with these guys. I want to show that I'm committed. I want to be a leader. I want to be there for my guy Trayvon Diggs, but maybe they're gonna force me to sit out, you know,
which I don't think he wants to do.
And if you're the Joneses, you don't want him sitting out. You're learning a new defense,
but they don't care. They shouldn't want him to sit out, but they don't care. If they cared, they would have been way more proactive about this entire offseason.
Yeah.
They also just saw him, you know, chomping at the bit. Hey, they're doing drills. Give me my helmet. I got to go out there. Like, Micah, the competitor here, I don't think he's going to want to sit out ultimately. I think he's going to go out there and practice. I don't think he can help himself.
Let's talk some offensive line. Are the Cowboys about to have a really good offensive line? Brian Schottenheimer was talking about Cooper Beebe yesterday and how he has mastery and command of what they're doing. Here we go.
You know, Sid, he was incredible last year for having never played the position. The biggest thing was not learning. The learning's easy. It's the communication, you know. Now with some of the things that we're doing in terms of movements and stuff, like pre-snap movements and stuff, the challenge for him, which he's passing with flying colors, has been you sometimes make a point and then you got to make a different idea or a point, but the command of what he has now is really cool to see. And like, he and Dak actually have gone back and forth a couple times where it's like, you know, Cooper's like, we're going here, Dak's like, no, I want to go there. Cooper's like, no, we're going here. Dak's like, yeah, go there, we're good. Yeah, you know, whereas last year that wouldn't happen. So there's a command and a confidence that Cooper has. And you know, I'm a huge, huge Cooper Beebe fan, but I'm also a big, big believer on the importance of a center. Some of the best teams I've ever been on, I'll talk about the New York Jets, was having a guy like Nick Mangold in the middle, driving things. And you go back, you know, to the great Steelers teams, Mike Webster. I mean, the center position, some people blow it off. They touch the ball on every play. And if you don't have the right one, man, it's hard. And he's certainly the right one.
Love hearing about the confidence. I mean, you don't get that confident unless you've been putting in a lot of work and you have full mastery. And you, every quarterback needs a center as another set of eyes. I hope he can execute everything physically, you know, to be that awesome player, because I think all the intangibles, the coachability, you know, being matched up with his offensive line coach from college, a lot of good things are happening for Cooper Beebe. Obviously, we know Tyler Smith is a potential all-pro. Terrence Steele is pretty dang good in the run game. And maybe, you know, Guyton took some steps here in year two, but Tyler Booker's going to be strong. He's going to be good in the run game for sure. Didn't commit a lot of penalties or give up many pressures in college. Right guard is not a steep learning curve coming into the pros from college, so I expect Tyler Guyton to be one of the better right guards. What do you guys think? Are we back to having a really good offensive line? Is that saying too much?
No, I mean, I think probably maybe my hottest take about this team right now is that the offensive line is going to be good. I don't know if we'll be looking at them as like a top five offensive line when the season's done, but top 10 I think is very much so on the table. I think this offensive line is big picture heading in the right direction, and I think that Guyton is going to be much better, but even if he's not, I think they have some contingencies there. I don't know how much they really want to move Tyler Smith to left tackle, but that's certainly an option for him. Awesome Richards is a guy who has really he's been impressive any chance that we've gotten to see him. And even after this offseason, we were talking with Nick Harris today on the Love of the Star podcast, and he was kind of raving about Awesome Richards. I think from a coaching standpoint and with the investments that they've made, I think this is going to be a good offensive line this year.
Yeah, I mean, you got three first-rounders, then you got a day-two pick that, I mean, you guys know my feelings on Cooper Beebe. So they should be good. And if they're not, then we have a big, big problem on our hands. I mean, I think the middle, like the interior to keep the pocket clean for Dak, they've got bullies and they've got people movers. And that's been a big issue with this team, is just getting absolutely stood up at the point of attack. Like, to me, that was a weakness with Tyler Biadasz that they look to try and improve upon. It's not like Biadasz is a bad center by any means, but he is a guy that would struggle against your bigger 300-plus nose tackle, you know, big, strong one techs. Cooper Beebe is a guy that shouldn't be as big of a problem, especially having Tyler Smith and Booker now next to him. So I'm excited. I mean, Cooper's a super smart, intelligent guy. Now being in year two playing the position, you know, you talk about the snap step that Brian's always focused on. All that stuff should be coming much more naturally to Cooper. I think the big question's at left tackle with Tyler Guyton, but I'm with you. I'm a fan of Awesome Richards. The problem was, you know, it's the health. He's been a guy that, unfortunately, there's been an ankle sprain here or there. It's like, is he able to stay out there? But they have so many options. It's the deepest offensive line they've had since I can remember.
Yeah.
When you talk about guys that have proven that they can play, with Rob Jones, who they brought in, with T.J. Bass, who's played snaps in the league, Brock Hoffman, who was good for a five-week period last year. So they definitely have the best group, I think, that we've seen since the great Wall of Dallas in their prime there, probably, what, 2018?
Yeah, I think right before the Travis Frederick injury, they were still good enough, even though they had lost Doug Free and Ron Leary. You know, you had enough around that, and, you know, young guys coming up like Lyle Collins and whatnot, that they still had a really good lineup until Travis Frederick went out. And ever since then, they've been trying to replace it, get that athlete. Is Beebe, you think, physical enough and strong enough handed that he's going to be able to be a bully there inside?
Yeah, he is. I mean, at guard, that was his thing for me. That's why I loved him. He's a mauler. I mean, that dude is absolutely...
I mean, between him and Booker and Smith,
power,
that's got to be
power.
The strongest. Or I can't imagine many are as strong as what those three guys represent.
You got to have it in this division, too, with what the Eagles bring to the table on the D-line, even the Giants, what they have on their line, and the Commanders.
It is time now for the Crustaceans Corner, and Broadus is out today. He is not just being quiet, talking to insiders on text, as can happen at any time in the show. He's actually out today. It's a rare day off. He's the hardest working man in sports radio.
It's unheard of.
Definitely a workaholic, and I'm in awe of. But these are 2 days off. You know, family called. He's got a godson getting married in South Cackalack, so he's out until Monday. Well, Chuck, where are we going next with the corner?
Yeah, let's do some sounds of the day. We got Krusty Joe shots fired in South Beach Lies with some bold predictions. That's next in the nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe. And we're going until 6:30 tonight. White Sox are in town. You know, here at this time, it's time for Brian Broaddus's Krusty's Corner, but he is out today. So Wolchuk's going to do Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Calvin Watkins coming up at 4 o'clock, talking Cowboys offseason drama. Here's the Woolly Bully.
All right, let's start with a Krusty news story that I saw. Mike Tomlin, Steelers head coach. He's going to move training camp practices for the Steelers to the afternoon to take advantage of the heat. It wasn't hot enough last year, is what Mike Tomlin said.
I saw that. They're like, wait, what, why are you changing up the old schedule? We need it to be hotter.
Yep.
We need this to be more difficult. We need to be tougher.
It's legitimate. You know, I don't think it's necessarily about getting tougher for the long term, but just getting your body as acclimated as possible. Like in youth soccer, when we would have a busy August, we would come out and stomp for the first couple, two, 3 weeks of September against teams that wanted to rest when it's hot out. Oh, it's too hot. I'm going to be nice to my kids. I'm not going to make them play. Well, you'd get worked in September. So it's all about like just getting your body used to the heat, because by the time you're used to it, 98 can feel like 85, you know,
absolutely,
if you're used to it. Or 92 can feel like 105.
Yeah, and it's going to aid in the conditioning, and I guess that's a big point that he was trying to make with that. Now we go to the crustiest quarterback going, Joe Flacco, in Cleveland. And here was Flacco talking about TikTok dances. He was asked, I don't know why the question was brought up, but it was, and here was Flacco.
No TikTok dances. The fact that people, that is different too, this generation, the fact that people want to get on their phones and show people the most, like, that's embarrassing. You're an adult, like, be an adult. Like, it's just like, I can't wrap my head around that. And like, I get it, like, you have kids and like, you want to have fun with your kids. Like, well, like, have fun with your kids in private, you know? That's what I think.
Did that make you more guarded, Joe?
I'm not guarded. I don't think I'm guarded at all. I think, honestly, if you talk to me in person, I'll tell you a lot. I'll be pretty honest with you. But, like, yeah, on social media, no chance. No chance. Just part of me, there's a piece of me at times that I'm like, gosh, should I be this guy that kind of, like, does this a little bit? Like, because I feel like in order to have a good social media, you do want to be honest and, like, show what you do in your life. But it's just like, that's a job in itself.
Man, don't do TikTok dances. Joe Flacco. I mean,
I get it, dude. He comes from a completely different generation of athlete. This was not a part of the culture when he was coming up. So I totally get it. And especially if that's not like some people discover, like, oh, I absolutely have that in me. Let me jump into this. But many people are like, no, I don't have. It's not a part of my. I don't think about it at all. At no point do I consider popping out a TikTok dance or pulling my phone out to video whatever. It's just not a part of the way your brain works. I totally get where he's coming from.
I love the fact that he said, have fun with your kids in private. Like, don't be putting that out on social media. Don't take a video of that. That's embarrassing. Don't do that.
It is hilarious how some of these quarterbacks, especially, I guess it also applies to punters and long snappers, can stay in the league for so long that they just have no connection. They're just so out of touch with the generation, because it's not a kids thing. You know, it's a that generation thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you used to only see kids doing it because it's what their generation was doing, but now those kids have grown up. At one point, they said, grow up, you're playing video games?
Yeah. Now look, you can go get a scholarship for playing video games.
And all the old guys are playing video games because that's what we grew up with.
Yeah.
It's look, Flacco, he's had a lot of interesting takes. I mean, he is like the old guard here that is still standing in the NFL. Okay, I now take you to J.K. Dobbins, who is a former Charger, former Raven. Now he is a Denver Bronco, just signed his new one-year $5.24 million deal, and he had his first visit with Denver Broncos media.
You know, good luck to them. I'm a Bronco now. They got to see me twice a year. So that's my thoughts on it. I'm going to have the chip on my shoulder, of course, but I'm here. I'm worried about winning more than just beating. I don't want to just beat the Chargers. I want to go on and I want to get a ring because I've been in the playoffs every year I've played. So I'm tired of losing in them. So that's my goal, is to bring a Super Bowl to the city and just be a blessing to the community as well.
So some shots fired at the former team, and I get that. You're going to have a chip on your shoulder. There's going to be a little bit of venom. Now, I've had the football gut talking to me here a little bit, boys.
Hold up. Again?
Yeah, again.
2 weeks in a row?
No, this is crazy. I don't know what's going on. This is wild to me. I'm starting to maybe bite off more than I can chew here, okay?
Your bold predictions, you're already out of the gates with the Eagles and the Lions missing the playoffs.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
So just, I would encourage you to, one, settle down a little bit, but two, bring that damn heat, dude. I'm excited what you got.
All right, here it is.
It's just like Pat Mahomes is about to regress to being the worst quarterback of the NFL.
No.
Andy Reid's going to look a hell of a lot thinner on the sidelines this year. Like, where are you going with this?
Andy Reid will not eat a cheeseburger all of week one in preparation of that game. No.
Look at this.
That would
be historical.
It would be. I'm going with the Denver Broncos are going to win the AFC West.
Ooh.
Yep, Denver's going to be your division champ this year.
Bo Nix believers. It's Zach not even. Wolchuk, it's not even.
See, I knew this is where you're going to go with this. This is not a Bo Nix take, okay? Because I was so anti-Bo Nix, and I am eating crow on this. This is belief in Sean Payton and that defense. Yeah. And when Sean Payton identifies a quarterback, and he even said it to Brian, he said, "Well, I'm sorry, you're going to be wrong about the kid." I don't even know if it's just Bo Nix is that good, but Sean Payton has a system in place, and they've got now enough offensive talent. I love the R.J. Harvey selection. I think he's going to be a really good running back for them. They added J.K. Dobbins, so they've got themselves a solid 1-2 pop. They're going to be able to run the ball. Cortland Sutton's a really good receiver. Marvin Mims, Frisco Lone Star stand-up, he's emerging, I think, is a really good young receiver in the NFL. But defensively, they are so damn good. I still expect Kansas City to be in the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. But the football gut's just saying Denver's going to be damn good this year, and I think they're going to win the AFC West, boys.
I could definitely see it. I think they're going to have some tremendous peaks. Like, the way Sean Payton manages the cap, he's going to build a foundation and wait and get close and then try to drive an absolute freight train through that championship window with spending, right? He got way irresponsible with New Orleans. That's why he had to go, because he didn't want to stay around and clean it all up. Now here with Denver, get a chance to reset, get a young quarterback, the advantage there. I don't know if it happens now, but I hear you. I think Denver is the biggest threat to the Chiefs in that division. I do think the Chiefs, as long as Andy Reid's there, are going to have a Tom Brady Patriots-like run where it's always 11 or 12 wins. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going anywhere, but I do think Denver's going to be really good.
Now we get to Bradley Chubb. And we're all Mike McDaniel fans here, right? But he was kind of discussing the changing of the culture. And Bradley Chubb was insinuating that, you know, Mike McDaniel kind of jokes when he says things, and we need to take it upon ourselves. Just because they're necessarily saying it in a joking manner doesn't mean it's not serious, and we need to hold ourselves accountable. But he also had this omission about last year's Miami team.
I'm going to say last year we was lying, honestly. Point blank period. We felt it. You know what I mean? We put our toe in the water, but we didn't dive all the way in. We didn't get all the way there with each other. You know what I mean? We weren't making the effort to do go the extra mile. And I would say this year we're doing that. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out for us, but we are putting that foot to change it. Because, you know, last year, like I said, we said we wanted to change. Yeah, we're doing this, we're doing that, but it's not going exactly how we want to. But this year I feel like everybody has the right mindset and moving forward, you know what I mean? So if it works out, it's going to work out. If it doesn't, we're going to get back to the drawing board and make sure it works out. You know what I mean?
This led me to believe, listening to Bradley Chubb just talk about Mike McDaniel.
Oh, wait, are you setting up the next Wolchuk bold take? I mean, you've got three now for the season. Yeah. Lions, Eagles miss the playoffs, and the Broncos win the AFC West. You have a wild card team in Kansas City. Where are you taking this with the Dolphins?
Mike McDaniel's going to get bleep canned during the season.
Mid-season
first
fire?
First coach fired. Put your money on Mike McDaniel in Miami.
I need to look at the odds on that.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound good. And then last week we had on, man, who was it, Eric, on our Bet Nation show? What was his name from Miami? Alex Solana. And listening to him talk about the Dolphins, it's like a beatdown, man. He's talking about them and Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer and the way they put this thing together. Like, they're just a garbage football team. We know the offensive line's not very good. Eric, you've talked about how they just have not evolved since Mike McDaniel's first season there. I love the guy. His press conferences are fantastic, and he might just be a really good coordinator and not a good head coach. But Jalen Ramsey wants to get the heck out of there because he sees the writing on the wall. This team is a dumpster fire right now. I don't think this is going to go well for Miami, and I'm saying Mike McDaniel gets canned.
That's another one of those organizations that I feel like is out there that just can't get it figured out. They got a culture of disappointment and losing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's sort of, they've been popping up as like the most highly graded out team on that NFL PA report card. Everybody has a great time in there. The facilities are through the roof, and their head coach, Mike McDaniel, just gets run over. Tyreek Hill does whatever he wants. These guys just, if they want to show up late, they show up late. It doesn't matter. Now, also a lot of this, too, I think with their losing, Tua's not a great quarterback. He's got plenty of flaws.
Sure.
But the injuries for him have cost them in a huge way. If you could get healthy Tua, then you could have potentially, you know, maybe a 9-win season, I guess. But I don't think you're far off there. I think Zach Taylor of the Bengals right now has the best odds to be fired. But Colts, Shane Steichen as well is up there.
Yeah.
Dable's up there with the Giants. But Mike McDaniel's right there in the thick of it as a guy who could easily be bleep canned during the season.
And I get it. I mean, 3-6-0. I think you need to look at Denver's record against bad teams at 500 and above last season. It wasn't good. Look, they're bold for a reason, okay? Those are them. I mean, that's just what the football gut's telling me right now. I don't think it's going to be a good season for Miami and Mike McDaniel, and I love them. And I think Denver's going to be pretty damn good this year, and they're going to dethrone the Chiefs in the AFC West.
There he is, the Oracle Wolchuk. He doesn't sit here and just fire off sports opinions. He listens to his gut and delivers that message for our benefit. Thank you, Zachary, for delivering once again.
Thank you.
Okay, Calvin Watkins from the Morning News talking Cowboys practices next here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.